The Association of Public Safety Communications Officials International commissioned the report, which tested how well cell phone companies could find callers. The FCC requires companies using cell towers to come within 300 meters of a caller 95% of the time, and companies using satellite technology to come within 150 meters of a caller 95% of the time. The Associated Press says an advanced copy of the study shows mixed test results, with companies in different regions of the U.S. scoring from 61% to 90% success rates. Deanne Bagley is a spokeswoman for Madison-based TDS Telecommunications, which owns U.S. Cellular. She says during emergencies, people are best tracked with basic landlines.
You can dial 911 and they know your location, and emergency people can come to you right away, even if you can't tell them where you are. In situations where young children may call, saying my mom's hurt or something like that, they're able to get to the location very quickly.
However, Bagley says cell phone users can help their chances of being found if they can identify highway numbers, street names, and landmarks. Bagley adds so-called IP phones, ones that connect to an internet router, could place a 911 call hundreds of miles away or even further.
Those phones are the ones that are honed in to 911 in the exact location where you registered that phone. So if you take that phone with you on summer vacation somewhere, you need to call back in and re-register for the 911 in that local area.
The official study is scheduled to be released in May. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.